something which has been an issue at this time of year, can particularly be a high-risk period of time that can enter the country through the wild bird population. We have seen a number of instances across the country of it in wild birds over the last number of weeks, and just over the last few days, we've had a case in a commercial turkey flock in Monaghan. So as a result of that, there has been a cull organised in that particular flock, and also a restriction zone put in place around it. And also, we have put in place a housing requirement for all commercial bird flocks across the country in order to protect them against what is a very infectious bird flu, and something which is obviously of great concern to farmers, can be devastating for any flocks that are affected. And it's really important that all farmers are very much alert to this over the period of time, and also indeed any members of the public that come across any birds that may be sick, or and indeed any birds that may have died, that they notify the local veterinary office as well if they have suspicion that it may be in any way linked to avian influenza.
Obviously, damage control is currently underway as it relates to that case in Monaghan, but a worst case scenario, Minister, this could have serious detrimental consequences for various farmers across the country.
Any farmer that is affected by this, it can be is devastating for them, because it requires a cull of the flock. We had a similar situation last autumn where there was a flock that had to be culled as well, and similar precautionary measures put in place, which thankfully did to keep other flocks safe. So that's the steps that we're taking now again. We've also seen this in countries across Europe over the last number of weeks too. So it is an international challenge